The main airport in Indonesia's tsunami-hit Banda Aceh, a key hub for relief flights, was closed all day Tuesday after a chartered Boeing 737 hit a water buffalo on the runway, damaging its landing gear in the early hours of the morning. Helicopters continue to fly in and out of Banda Aceh's airport, delivering aid desperately needed in far-flung areas on Indonesia's northern island of Sumatra. But other air traffic was stalled after a chartered jet hit a water buffalo on the runway, closing the airport till late afternoon. Chief Warrant Officer Rick Tulove, head of the U.S. Military Disaster Relief Team here, says the plane mishap could not have come at a worse time. There was just enough aid to last for one day, and more supplies needed to be brought in from Sumatra's relief hub of Medan.
We're still moving cargo and supplies. The challenge we've got right now, we've got all of the humanitarian assistance supplies stockpiled down at Medina, and the issue right now is getting it from Medina up here.
The runway was eventually cleared, but the water buffalo incident illustrates just one of the many problems the unprecedented relief operations here are running into. Access is a huge obstacle. The December 26 tsunami, which killed some 100,000 people in Indonesia alone, took out most of the roads, infrastructure, and left the region without government officials and volunteers. While hundreds of foreign relief workers are here in the world's biggest ever response to a natural disaster, figuring out where people are in most need and bringing aid to them remains a daunting task. Chief Tulove says he went out to survey the Banda Aceh port to see if ships could also deliver relief, but found it unusable.
Basically, the pier is structurally not sound. Underneath, you can see where it's buckled, the cement, so we'd have to definitely do some structural work to be able to bring anything over that pier. We're looking at other beaches and ports, and as soon as we can identify one that we don't have to rebuild completely, we'll have another option of bringing things in by surface.
Relief officials say nearly 2 million people in the 12 affected countries along the Indian Ocean are in need of food assistance and help to ward off the threat of disease. Here in Banda Aceh Tuesday, thousands of shock survivors of the tsunami stood in long lines in front of the destroyed mall, queuing for water at an aid station set up by Indonesian businessmen. Nancy Amelia Collins, VOA News, Banda Aceh.